Well, Saudi Arabia, known for its oil reserves, strict Islamic faith and disempowerment of women, is hosting a music festival called the World Jeddah Fest. One of the headline acts, Nicki Minaj, has decided to cancel her performance after receiving a letter from the CEO of the New York-based Human Rights Foundation. The Wire's Malvika Hemeth spoke with Rose Kulak, a human rights campaigner for Amnesty International.
Rapper Nicki Minaj, known for her flamboyant lyrics and equally flamboyant outfits, today cancelled to perform at the World Jeddah Fest in Saudi Arabia. Known for tracks including Super Bass, Moment for Life and Starships, Miss Minaj says she made her decision after better educating herself on issues faced by Saudi citizens, specifically discrimination faced by women and LGBTQ people. Her decision to not perform at the Saudi festival is one that Rose Kulak applauds as a high-profile performer.
The power of what Nicki has done is draw attention and supporting the rights of women and the LGBTQI plus community and freedom of expression in Saudi Arabia. I mean, these are things that are just stifled. There are no rights or very limited rights in terms of people in Saudi Arabia.
What message does her refusal to perform send to the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and the ruling monarch?
The message that this is going to be sending, and everyone who's following Nicki, is that it's not good enough. Saudi Arabia really needs to step up their game in terms of protecting human rights in the country. It's a really important thing to be doing, and we all need to be acting on that.
What can performers do to help promote freedom of expression in Saudi Arabia?
I think one of the things that we need to do is stand back and just actually see what's happening in Saudi Arabia. So in terms of women, they're still required to have permission from a male guardian, which is their father or their husband or their brother or son, to do things that we take for granted, which is like enroll in higher education, seek employment, travel or marry. So things that high-profile people are drawing attention to, like, have a look at this, shining the light, which is exactly what Amnesty does with 7 million followers, 7 million supporters around the world, is shining the light on what is happening in countries like Saudi Arabia.
Can this type of decision influence the government to reduce discrimination against LGBT people and increase awareness about the importance of female empowerment?
Everything that we do as a global humanity to draw attention in any country, and that includes Saudi Arabia, about human rights abuses is really important.
That's Rose Kulak. She's a human rights campaigner for Amnesty.